From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama reaffirms his intention to defeat the Islamic State group. In a late Sunday address to the American people, Mr. Obama sought to reassure Americans in the wake of last week's mass shooting in California, the U.S. will prevail in the struggle against the Islamic State.
Many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. military will continue hunting down terrorist leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the IS group, try to cut off financing and prevent IS recruiting efforts, as well as establish a timeline to bring the Syrian conflict to an end. He called on Muslims in the U.S. and around the world to take up the cause of fighting extremism. The president said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, had gone down, quote, the dark path of radicalization, embracing what he called a perverted interpretation of Islam. The two killed 14, wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they've reached agreement to end a political deadlock that's crippled the country for years. If approved by the parliaments of the internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and its opposition in Tripoli, the deal announced in Tunisia Sunday will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Following defeat at the polls last year, militia linked to several Islamist parties commandeered the capital and its political institutions, pushing Libyan House of Representatives and senior officials east to Tobruk. Libya faces threats from Islamic State militants in several areas. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition has won control of the state legislature in a blow to the South American country's socialist leadership that's held sway in parliament for 16 years. A mostly center-right MUD coalition won a majority, 99 of 167 seats. President Nicolas Maduro, successor to the late leader Hugo Chavez, conceded defeat.
Con nuestra moral.
Speaking on national television, he said he recognized these adverse results and accept them, saying Venezuela's constitution and democracy have won. Analysts say the vote was viewed as a referendum on his socialist economic policies. No clear winner emerged from the first round of presidential elections Sunday on the Indian Ocean archipelago of the Seychelles, forcing a second round December 16. Two-term incumbent President James Michel, who captured nearly 48% of the vote, failed to reach the 50% majority level. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. He added that the Palestinian Authority is continuing incitement against Israel and explained why he believes peace remains elusive.
It's because the Palestinians have not yet been willing to cross that conceptual bridge, that emotional bridge of giving up the dream, not of a state next to Israel, but a state instead of Israel.
Secretary of State Kerry said both sides need to renew efforts for peace talks. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Ukraine for a visit aimed at pushing Kyiv toward reform while seeking to reassure that its war in Syria has not diminished Washington's support for Ukraine's pro-Western ambitions. He meets President Petro Poroshenko before delivering a highly anticipated address to the parliament Tuesday. The British Army has been mobilized to help evacuate residents after a powerful storm left tens of thousands without power and caused severe flooding across northern England and parts of Scotland. Andrew Ashton is a rescue worker.
It's actually staggering on two fronts. The number of people that have been involved, and they've been streaming out. I think we've rescued, amongst the emergency services, over 300 people today. But on another front, it's the way all the emergency services have pulled together.
More flooding and disruption is expected, as forecasters are warning of more heavy rains on Monday in Scotland, northwestern England, and Wales. 10 African countries have announced their intention to restore more than 30 million hectares of degraded and deforested land. It's part of a plan to make 100 million hectares productive by the year 2030. The scheme, launched Sunday in Paris on the sidelines of the UN Climate Conference, is to be funded by the World Bank, Germany, and the private sector. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.